It's time for the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. This broadcast is a service of City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Dutch's Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Maysville Community and Technical College, your Scott Family McDonald's, Mike's Car Wash, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling Pediatrics, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Will Keith Plumbing. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
And welcome back to Rupp Arena as we get ready for Game 2 of this Girls Sweet 16 here in 2024. An exciting opener. Two-point victory, 46-44. Bowling Green over Owsley County. In quite an unusual game that saw Bowling Green come out and make only 3 of 24 field goals in the opening half, but got their offense going, able to rally from a 15-point first-half deficit to get the win, 46-44. Now the Lady Mustangs out of McCracken County get ready to be challenged by the Lady Devils, the Red Devils out of Russell High School, 28-6. On the season, and we'll come back. I will catch up with the head coaches of this second game of our Sweet 16. We'll return to Rupp Arena in just a minute on the Gateway Sports Network.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
This is Dr. Brandy Fouch with Mount Sterling Pediatrics, your hometown pediatric specialist. Serving the area since 2009, we are proud to be a part of this wonderful community. Our mission is to provide exceptional comprehensive care to infants, children, and adolescents in a family-centered environment. We serve patients from 0 to 21 years of age, offer same-day sick appointments, short wait times, and separated well and sick waiting rooms. Stop in and visit our practice. We'd love to meet you. Mount Sterling Pediatrics, 401 Commerce Circle.
Scott Sibbles, the veteran head coach from Western Kentucky. He was a great player in his day, and now he's coaching McCracken County's Lady Mustangs. Ivan Rawls is with him right now.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach for the Lady Mustangs of McCracken County, Coach Scott Sibbles. And Coach, you're back once again, familiar place, but hey, got some unfinished business, I know, after the success you had in this tournament a year ago.
Never take for granted this tournament because it's always an honor and privilege to be able to play here for our community and for our region. We had a great run last year. We played a very hot Sacred Heart team, shot the ball so well in that game. But so proud of our kids last year, but it's kind of leap jumped us into this year. And so, you know, Claire Johnson and Mickey Buchanan both have been leading this group all year long and having a great year.
Talk about what were the challenges this season, after going through the aches and pains of losing players from a year ago. What was different about this team, or what is different about this team?
Well, you're having to add new pieces and adding young pieces. We're starting an eighth grader, playing a freshman, starting a sophomore. So we had to add a lot of young pieces. But also, too, we saw a lot of junk defenses all year long just because trying to maintain Claire and Mickey all year. So we've kind of gotten through that, and just the course of a season, you'll have some adversity throughout the year and having to fight through that. But overall, what a great finish for us, and getting through our region is always very tough. So being here, we're ecstatic.
A lot of times media fans, we always want to make it about the star players. That's not how coaches always think. Yeah, they want to take advantage of what they do well with their best players. But when you're coaching a game like this, when you got two sensational guards across this state in the likes that are going to go against or match up today, what's that like from a coaching perspective? And just talk about what Claire means to your team.
Oh, she's an unbelievable talent. 31 ACT, incredible student athlete. just a winner from top to bottom, 95-11 her last 3 years in our program. But she has been our catalyst for the last probably 3 or 4 years, from 4'11", about 65 pounds as an eighth grader, and now she's almost 5'10". Seeing her mature the way she has over all these years. But she can score in many ways. I mean, from the three, getting to the lane, she's very, very quick. When you watch her play, she can get down the floor very, very quickly. But she's what makes us go as coaches. I mean, she gets everybody involved. You'll see her get after defensively. So she does everything for us.
What do you need to see happen, at least early in this ball game, for your Lady Mustangs to get this recipe?
Off to a good start. You only get 30 minutes to warm up here, so you got to come out ready to play and score. With Mickey and Claire both having been here now the third time in a row, maybe may help us a little bit. But, you know, Steele's an incredible player, man. She can go, and we got to do a really good job of trying to maintain her and not letting her get going, because if she gets going and Claire gets going, they can put up a lot of points.
Coach, good seeing you again.
Always, my friend.
And good luck to you.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's Scott Civils, head coach for the Lady Stangs. We're going to go ahead and grab Coach Mandy Lane with the Lady Red Devils here. And, Coach, good seeing you again. Able to navigate again another great regional tournament again. And let's talk about this edition of the Lady Russell team. The young ladies that you've gotten to be very fond over the last few years.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a group that has had just a crazy amount of success, and we were able to play a great game against Ashland, and our defense was really working for us, and then we were able to close it out against Boyd County in the final. I feel like we're really battle tested to be here, and we're real excited.
Shaylin Steele, we've talked about it before in the regular season about what she's meant to this program, but an opportunity like this, I know you really value it for her, but for this team just in general.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, this is what you work for, is to be here, you know, and Shaylin works on her game daily, and our team has worked really hard this year, and, you know, I am really happy for our seniors to end their career like this.
Talk about the matchup today with McCracken County. They have a lot of experience, made it to the championship game a year ago. What concerns you coming into this matchup?
That does concern me a little bit, you know, the familiarity, especially the first quarter. So I'm really hoping the first quarter we can just keep her close and hopefully settle in. But Claire Johnson's an absolute stud. She can shoot it from anywhere. She can drive it, and she's a gamer, you can tell, and so is Buchanan. Just like us, they have a really nice supporting cast around them, and they guard really well.
What's one or two things coming into this week that your Lady Devils are doing really well that you hope continues on this week?
I feel like our team defense is really good. We've done a really good job containing kids that we know that we need to contain. I feel like if we can contain Johnson today and Buchanan, we'll have a chance.
Scariest thing about this McCracken County team, maybe statistically or just style of play or anything like that?
Just their discipline. They play the right way. They're very fundamental. They're not going to beat themselves, and we can't help them in any way.
Coach, congratulations on getting here, and good luck this week.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's Mandy Lane, head coach for the Lady Devils of Russell High School. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We return. We'll have more here on the Gateway Sports Network of the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 Basketball Tournament right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Drivers all over the area know that when they want to get their car looking good, they can head to Mike's Car Wash just off East Main, Mount Sterling. Plenty of room with plenty of wash bays and vacuums and a terrific touch-free car wash with all the extras to keep your car looking great. If you're not already cleaned up with Mike's, try it. See if it's not the best from convenience to price. Make it a habit to protect your vehicle's value. Keep it clean at Mike's Car Wash, East Main, Mount Sterling.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking that will fit your lifestyle. That's why our checking accounts are worth checking out. All accounts offer a debit card, access to 24-hour banking, text banking, and fraud alert, only to name a few. So whether you prefer paper checks and paper statement or like mobile banking, we have an account that will work for you. Don't wait. Try it today. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Well, if you can overlook teams, I think we have two teams coming in right here that probably have been overlooked throughout the course of this season. Now, they're here. You say, yeah, they've been rated high. They both have great records, 28-6 for Russell. McCracken County, 29-5 entering the game. They're well coached. They have star players. They have star guard power, certainly in this game. McCracken County coming off of a run to the state finals a year ago. But have you been hearing anybody say much about, well, Russell might, they could possibly go win it all. McCracken County, they could go win it all, I think. No, the talk has been elsewhere, in part because McCracken County, they lose a couple of really great players. And one of them was a coach's daughter.
Yeah.
And this Russell team, I don't know. They are a mystery team, Ivan, when you look at them. I mean, they've got this great guard, and they're really well coached. But I think they just you look at their record. You talk about being overlooked. They've lost six games. They've lost five in-state. Four of the in-state losses are playing here in the state tournament. The others, actually, the team that they lost to and then came back and beat to get back here.
I tried to explain this Russell team even to myself, and at the end of the day, it just comes right back to when you have a generational player like Jalen Steele, she makes other players better. Now, they do have some talent outside of her, and I don't want to make this all about Jalen Steele, but this is really about Jalen Steele. She's that good, and I think people have missed out on that. You know, Ashlyn, you know, if you just looked on paper, probably had the better team if you were just saying, hey, we're going to play fantasy and look at, you know, what that team brings to the table and the versatility. But Russell just continues to do it. You know, they just continue to do it. You know, you talk about Boyd County, and they went through some injuries and whatnot that they had this year. That 16th region at the top half of that region was really, really strong. Now, you look out there at McCracken County, and, of course, Coach Sybils is went out there and strengthened the schedule a little bit. And you've seen how they played against some of the top teams out in the western portion of Kentucky and how they fared well. They are about Claire Johnson. She's really that good, and that's coming off of the ability of having a player last year like Destin Thomas that was really, really good. An outstanding athlete, player that was in, you know, the running for Miss Basketball. Both of these teams know how good they are, and I think because they are not a team that just overwhelms you all the time against some of the better teams, but they're very consistent in what they do. And the reason why that is because you get great point guard play. And when you get great point guard play that know how to get you into your offense, has great awareness on the defensive side and how to make plays on the defensive side, even though you may not consider them lockdown defenders, it makes a huge difference in this ball game. We saw early in the game that preceded this, and how good Smith was early in that ball game, but you know, got overwhelmed by just an outstanding defensive team. But that's what you're going to see as we matriculate through this tournament: is what kind of guard play are you getting? And Shaylin Steele, right now, to me, if you're saying who I think might get Miss Basketball, she would be in my top two or three, no doubt. And, you know, a lot of that's just about who's going to be able to accumulate the most votes
from those that do the voting on this, but Chandler Steele is about as good as you can get at this level.
Well, Buchanan and Johnson, they both played essentially the entire game last year for this McCracken County team as they lost to Sacred Heart 68-53 in the state championship game. So they're battle-tested. They're veterans. They expect to go long minutes in the games. They don't want to come out. They're going to be there all the way. Foul trouble for either team. Hey, you can always say the cliches in basketball. We point them out only because they're important to know going into almost any big game again. Yeah. Everybody knows that, hey, if Steele gets in foul trouble early in this game and has to sit out a bunch, Russell's chances of winning are greatly diminished. On the other side, if Johnson gets in foul trouble early in this game, McCracken County is much more likely to maybe come up on the short end of the straw here. Those are just kind of givens, but you need to kind of go into a game keeping that in mind, those things in mind. And this Russell team, though, they're not apt to beat themselves, are they, Ivan? They're not going to make mistakes. They just are fundamentally very, very good.
Well, you've got two players in Shaylen Steele and Bella Quinn. They played with each other, for a long time, right? They're siblings, believe it or not. And they played well off of each other quite a bit of their playing careers. But for them, I think the X factor is going to be Kennedy Darnell. She's the type of player, when you look at her, you're like, oh, hey, she can do that. Or she's always around the ball. She's always making plays. When you look over at this McCracken County team, you're like, well, who's going to be that player? And you talked about Buchanan. Buchanan is that grinding type of a player that is going to be an X factor in this ball game, but she's got to be heavily relied upon because of her leadership qualities and experience here on this level. So those are going to be two outside of Steele and Johnson that I'm going to be looking at, is the effect that Darnell has and that Buchanan have on this ball game, because I feel like you're going to get consistent play out of Quinn, so I'm not worried about her. I just think that if Darnell comes through like I've seen her do time and time again when I've watched them play, she may be a difference in this ball game, because that Coach Sybils is going to come out with something that hopefully that Shaylen Steele hasn't seen before defensively.
Well, this here's a statistic that really points out what Russell is all about. They've shot 378 free throws on this season. 180 of those, almost half, have been shot by Shaylen Steele. She's averaging 21.3 points a game. They are averaging just over 60 a game. McCracken County averaging 62.3 a game. Steele is a player who is truly that playmaker first, but I can score if you. And I think it's just easy for defenses to, you think, how did you leave her open? Well, you left her open because she lulled you in to leaving her open so that she could score. And then, she's very quick. When she takes the ball, decides that she has a way to the basket and takes it there, very difficult to stop without her scoring or you sending her to the foul line. So, they'll depend on her a lot to get points. She and Bella Quinn averaging 10.3, they are the double-figure scorers for the Russell Lady Devils. Claire Johnson, 22.9. Mikey Buchanan, 14.9. They're the two double-figure scorers for the McCracken County Mustangs. So you've got each team, you got two players. Does it matter that at all that Johnson's 5'10 and Steele is 5'6? I mean, is that going to make a difference?
No. I will say this about Shaylen Steele, Dan. Since I've been doing this at this level, she is one of the few, and maybe one of the only players, that each time I see her, I'm endeared to her even more in what I see. She shows me something new and different each time I've seen her that makes me appreciate her more. And I know Coach Mandy Sterling Lane is like, oh, my gosh, I have been very blessed to have had this young lady in my program and to just, you know, witness what she does, because she does. She provides something different, and, you know, I don't know how she got outside this state. Maybe that was something that she wanted to do. Maybe she's going to Penn State because of, you know, her interest in studies. But she's a young lady that I don't know if I could go to a coach that has watched her over her career and not been more impressed each time that they saw her, because she just does that. And that's what I like about watching her play. I mean, just being a fan of the game, you can't help but be a fan of what Shaylin Steele has been able to do over her career.
Teams are heading to their respective benches right now as we get ready for the pregame activities. Those are coming up when we return in 1 minute.
Are you a college student planning on coming home for the summer? Do the smart thing and enroll in a summer class at Maysville Community and Technical College. You can take most of your college core classes with MCTC at a fraction of the cost, with many online options available. Plus, it's easy to transfer credits back to your school. Campus is conveniently located in Cynthiana, Maysville, Moorhead, and Mount Sterling. Visit maysville.kctcs.edu for more information. Be smart, get ahead, and make the most of this summer with MCTC.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
We honor America with the playing of our national anthem. Today's anthem is recorded by Sacred Heart Academy.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight that's gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket dragon alongs bursting in air.
And that is the Sacred Heart. A trivia question, Ivan. I wonder how many people would guess how many people were singing on that national anthem. If I had a lot of money, I'd say, you know, $500 to the first person who can call Jeff West in our studio and correctly guess the number of people who were singing in that. There were 10. I just think it sounded like there were a lot more. Anyway.
You don't have a lot of money. I thought you had a lot of money.
Hey.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center for the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls State Basketball Tournament. This contest features the champions of Region 16 with a record of 28-6, the Lady Devils from Russell, against the champions of Region 1 with a record of 29-5, the Lady Mustangs from McCracken County. Fans, at this time, get out your phones and shine your flashlights bright. It's time to electrify the game with Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility. And now our starting lineups presented by Clark's Pump and Shop. From Russell, a guard, 5'6 senior, number 2, Shaylen Steele. McCracken County, a guard, 5'10 senior, number 4, Claire Johnson. From Russell, a guard, 5'3 senior, number 3, Bella Quinn. From McCracken County, a guard, a 5'7 senior, number 11, Jaden Skaggs. From Russell, a forward, 5'10 senior, number 5, Hannah Sanders. From McCracken County, a center, 5'10 sophomore, number 12, Reagan Hill. From Russell, a guard, a 5'7 sophomore, number 10, Kennedy Darnell. From McCracken County, a guard, a 5'6 eighth grader, number 15, Ava Hughes. From Russell, at forward, a 5'10 senior, number 14, Courtney Fitzpatrick. And from McCracken County, at forward, a 5'11 senior, number 33, Mickey Buchanan. Head coach for Russell is Mandy Lane. Head coach for McCracken County is Scott Sivils. Your officials for today's game are John McMillan, Daryl Wilson, and Maya Smith. And the alternate official is Andy Dunn.
And I can tell you, Scott Sivils is a basketball guy, but he lives at 24-7. I think that Mandy Lane is a basketball lady. She loves this sport, and they coach it with great passion. They are normally a will these coaches say anything to the officials? You bet they will, but it'll be kind of quiet. Nobody's going to dance beyond out of the coaching box and get put back in probably or anything like that.
Mandy Lane played for one of our great friends, the late John Hop Brown, there at West Carter. And so she understands that sportsmanship and gamesmanship and is just very good at being able to help her team from that standpoint. She's seen and been around a lot of good basketball, and Scott Sivils the same way. Callaway County guy, Murray State guy, he like I said, he just loves this sport and loves his ability to coach these young people.
Scott, you want to go down and lay on the beach, I think I was a coach. I'd rather coach. Here we go. And the tip is controlled by Russell, and Shaylen Steele went in and took it away from Claire Johnson there. Now they're trying to take it away from Steele, but she gathers it. And now pass over to Quinn, and it's knocked loose, and McCracken kind of gets it, and the Mustangs got the ball. Coming down the right side to get it in the hands of Johnson, it's knocked away. Well, the intensity on defense in this opening 30 seconds of the game, pretty impressive. Johnson trying to work against Steele, dribbles left, tried to dump it down inside, Steele with a takeaway. Steele comes down the left side of the floor, moves to the middle, dumps it right side. Make a little move, Quinn. Couldn't get a shot. Back out to Steele at 3. Left it short. Deep rebound. His tip. Battle. Quinn comes up with it, and Russell still has it. Yeah. Shaylen Steele, yeah. She's the coolest customer in any game, folks. I mean, she is so, I mean, blood pressure, it's calm, I can tell you. She is really a cool customer out there. Don't try to rattle her. It's probably not going to happen. Steele on the left wing right now. Johnson with her. Oh, underneath finds the player wide open, and the shot is blocked. She got that ball underneath to Courtney Fitzpatrick, and it was blocked from behind by Ava Hughes. And here we go. Down the lane. Little flip shot is put up and no good by Buchanan and rebounded by Russell. Steele brings it down, throws it down underneath. Got the pass there, but they fan it to the left corner. A three is up. No good by Quinn. Rebound, Johnson running out. Steele is back. Johnson, little jump stop, and Steele has picked up the first foul of the game.
Yeah, you knew that was going to be the first time where Johnson could try to put a little bit more pressure on Russell and on Shaylen Steele there out in the open floor.
Johnson, she's not the quickest player in the world, but I know she moves smooth, she's fast, and at that, you know, she's listed at 5'10". It's just hard to defend her. Makes the free throw. It's 1-0 McCracken County.
Like how Coach Simmons said, she went from 4'11 to now about 5'10". You know, it makes a big difference to have her skill set at that height.
McCracken County with a 2-0 lead. They pressed, but broken easily. Steele got it to Quinn. Ooh. And now, oh, a throwaway picked up. Lady Mustangs. McCracken County down. Johnson had it taken away by Steele. Or by Quinn. What a play by Quinn to come back and recover after giving it up on the turnover. And now here's Steele. Puts it down underneath, wide open, laying it up and in. She's Hannah Sanders.
She's had three passes already in this game. That's the first one that led to an assist, or gets credited as an assist. But, boy, amazing.
That's a one-handed pass from beyond the top of the key like a bullet. Now Johnson lost the handle but gets it and then feeds it inside. And we get a basket and we get a foul.
Johnson didn't get rattled there, even though there were hands around the ball there. Almost knocked it free. She able to keep control and get the ball forward to Hughes.
Fitzpatrick's first team, number two here early. Reagan Hill is at the line to put up the free throw, and, oh, she left it way short.
It must be a free throw, Coach.
Hill, a 5'10 sophomore, is the strongest player probably on the floor. I don't know. I mean, I think Steele's really strong. I mean, players with size, I mean, Hill is probably the biggest threat inside with a little bulk. Here is Quinn, Steele beyond the top of the key. Didn't take Steele. Again, she would rather pass it than shoot it. Passed up a shot there. Gives over to Quinn. Quinn on the left wing. Now coming back out front to take it is Sanders. Sanders to Quinn on the left wing. Steele breaks on top. Left corner. Steele gets it back on the left wing. Has a screen by Fitzpatrick. Haley knocking away. Take it away. Lead pass. Johnson going to go one-on-one against Sanders. Lays it up and in.
Right now, Russell's having trouble against that 2-3 zone.
And now Steele from 17 knocks down the jumper.
That's how you beat that. You don't let the 2-3 get set up.
6-4. Pressure beyond midcourt. Johnson has killed her dribble. They've got her double team. She's able to throw and get it across the timeline. Down low to Hill. Inside, it's taken away. Oh, boy, coming down there to make a great, great takeaway for the Red Devils.
Darnell.
Yeah. Boy, what a nice play that was. That looked like, I thought it was Steele at first. It was the way it happened so quickly. And now Russell down 6-4. McCracken County falling in that 2-3 zone. Johnson is out on the front end of it with Ava Hughes. And there's a shot put up from the outside. No good. Rebounded by Russell getting it back. Left corner. A three-point shot is up, and it's in and out from Darnell. Rebounded by McCracken County. Coming out there, Buchanan. Long pass down on the left side. Johnson can't get a shot away. Gives to Buchanan, top of the key. Buchanan and Johnson, they're bookends, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are.
They look a lot alike. Yeah, change the numbers, and here is Johnson going to dribble back out front. Very confident ball handler. She's guarded by Sanders. They floated a high post to Buchanan. It gives right back to Johnson. Johnson driving left side. Goes in, puts it up off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound. Back up, no good. Rebound, steal. Russell could tie it. Long pass down to Sanders, who lays it up and in.
Who else can throw a one-handed pass three-quarters of the court at this level, Dan?
We're tied at 6 apiece. And now down inside, Hill is wide open and takes a long pass from Johnson and lays it up and in.
Not quite three-quarters, but still a very impressive, you know, 55-foot pass.
8-6. McCracken County, we played almost 5 minutes. There's a steal. Hill came out, intercepted the pass. Johnson, one-on-one, gives it off. Right side, laying it up. No good. Shot is missed by Hughes. And there is, with the rebound, steal again. Boy, steal is just everywhere.
Like savoir faire.
Here. Steele gives it up, gets it back. A very deep three is no good. Rolls off. Rebound. Hill battling for it. Took it away from Fitzpatrick. Gets it to Johnson. Johnson down behind the back. Through the middle. Sends a pass out but got fouled. That's going to go against Russell. And that personal will be on Kennedy Darnell, her first, team foul number three. Fouls are 3-0. McCracken County's way here early. 2:36 to go in a very fast-paced opening quarter. And we'll be back in 90 seconds.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends. Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutch's Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Coming up tonight, it's Butler and Anderson County at 6 o'clock. Franklin County and North Laurel at 8:30 in the evening matchup to this opening day of the Girls' Sweet 16. Here, McCracken County, an 8-6 lead. They have the ball down on their own baseline, looking to get it in. And they look, and they look, and they get it down low to Johnson, but we get a whistle. We got a foul.
Calling on Quinn.
Bella Quinn gets a personal foul. That's her first, and now we've got fouls are 4-0. Johnson falls down Quinn, out front, and Quinn got another foul.
No, this is huge.
Boy, I don't know about that.
Looked like Johnson had lost her balance.
Yeah.
And did Quinn touch her? Yeah, but I think she's, Johnson had already lost her balance.
Quinn has two fouls in about 3 seconds. I don't know that I've ever seen And Quinn is going to, she's going to stay in the game.
That's the one thing about Russell. They don't have much depth at all.
Gabby O'Born has come in. There's a free throw good by Johnson. Johnson with 5 points. And it's 9-6. And now Fitzpatrick is going to come back in the game probably for Quinn. At least for the rest of this quarter.
And that's tough because Quinn's one of your great shooters for this Russell team.
Lizaria Boland is in for McCracken County as Johnson makes another one. She's got 6 early points. 10-6. Here's Steele racing down the middle. Goes up from 15 feet, knocks down a jumper. Which is like, I better go get him.
What does Scott Sybils just say in their timeout, Dan? Keep Steele still away from the elbow of the paint there.
Here's Johnson out front. 2:13 to play in the opening quarter. And now it's a 2-3 zone by Russell now. A little early foul problem. And here's Johnson. They go down on the right baseline. There's a 15-foot jumper up and good.
Good shot.
By Buchanan, her first points of the game. 12-8, McCracken County. Steele gets away from the defender. Gets away from Johnson, forces up his shot. Thought she got fouled. Didn't happen. And on the rebound.
Oh, and that's going to be her second.
They call a foul on Shea Steele. I thought she got fouled on the shot, really.
Yeah.
And then she picks up her second foul. The fouls are 5-0 here early. And now Steele is going to come out with a minute 41 left in the opening quarter of play.
And this is where... Russell's going to have to really hold their own once she Steele goes out of the ballgame here.
Hill is going to shoot a pair of shots. She has 4 points here early. Coach Scott Simmons is going to go down to his bench, too. Free throw up and good. Coming out of the lineup for McCracken County is Jaden Skaggs.
Yeah, because this is an opportunity here where Johnson can really take over this ball game.
Free throw is good again. It is 14-8.
Darnell's probably going to end up being the primary ball handler now that Quint and Steele are out of the game.
She's across the timeline with it, gives us Sanders. Sanders way out deep. Down near the timeline is Darnell. She's being hounded out there defensively and can't get free. Under a 5 second count, but finally able to get rid of it. Again, the little guard who's into the game right now, Gabby O'Born. It's like Osborne, but no S. Sanders. Clock down to 105 left. Sanders dumps a pass down inside. Fitzpatrick puts it up and it rolled off, and she got fouled.
What a pass by Darnell there. Like I said, if Coach Mandy Lane, you're just trying to get through this quarter, Dan, because I know she trusts Shaylin Steele enough that she'll put her back in with two fouls.
First foul of the game against the Lady Mustangs, and a free throw is up, and it's no good by Fitzpatrick. She'll have another one coming. 102 left in the quarter. Fitzpatrick makes the second one. It's 14-9, McCracken County. Johnson just walks it across the timeline, looks in at the 2-3 zone, gives it up, gets it back right side, an open three. Good.
And they set that flare screen for her right off the bat to get her open on that right wing.
17-9. Sanders in backcourt, 40 seconds to go. Gives to O'Born, and O'Born's ball is tipped. It's taken away. Turnover. Johnson, right side, crosses over, goes through the lane, feeds it down in the perimeter to Buchanan, who ball fakes, puts it up, and rolled off. Johnson gets the rebound, spins, back to Hill, who missed a jump shot. They get the rebound again. Johnson's got it. 17 seconds to go. Scott Simmons got really animated there. He jumped up on the bench and said, hey,
yeah, they
wait.
Just want one possession here.
Here is 8 seconds to go. Johnson gives it up on the right side. Now do you get a good shot? Here is Johnson. Backs up and forces a three in and out. Wow. And at the end of the opening quarter, McCracken County with Russell in some early foul trouble. 17-9, the lead for the Lady Mustangs. And we'll be back in 90 seconds.
Plumbing problems are just like a toothache. They make you wish you'd taken action before the problem rather than after. But whether you think ahead and have Will Keith come out and check your home with a plumbing checkup, or if you wait until too late and then you call him, you'll find Will Keith to be a plumber who knows his business, works efficiently to solve your problems, charges you fairly, and leaves you up and running again with a quality job well done. Plumbing the way it was meant to be. Will Keith Plumbing. Phone 398-0220. 398-0220.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Mount Sterling Pediatric knows that our children are our most precious resource and that children have special needs. There are so many elements that make up a healthy child. And at Mount Sterling Pediatric on Owingsville Road in Mount Sterling, they've gone to great lengths to assure your child receives the care and treatment they need. Dr. Brandy Fouch and Dr. Brian Badger have the medical training and expertise to care for your children. And they'll treat them like their own. Call Mount Sterling Pediatric for your children, 498-5243. They even have an after-hours number.
Into the game, Shea Steele and Bella Quinn. Steele is going to, they leave O'Born in the game, so Steele is now on the back line of the 2-3.
Yeah.
And Oborn battling for it and comes up with a turnover. Oborn gets it away. Darnell breaks down, stops, and got a three block from behind.
She gave that one up.
Johnson comes down, keeps the dribble, dribbles left baseline, can't get free. Back out to Buchanan, and they'll kind of balance the floor again. Opening minute of this second quarter. Coach Johnson looked back to Coach Sibbles and kind of shook her head like, that won't work, Coach. Johnson, they almost throw it away. They do. Oborn running down. One-on-one goes under, lays it up too hard. Rebound. Steele gets it, gathers, goes up, puts it in, and draws a foul. What a smart play by Shaylin Steele when her team really needed it. The foul is on Buchanan. That'll be her second.
What missed opportunities by McCracken County here, Dan, to give up possessions. Tell you how critical possessions are in these games down here.
Well, now it's 17-12, and Buchanan has both fouls that McCracken County has committed here in this opening quarter plus. Buchanan down the left baseline, backs away on the dribble, starts back in, can't get free. Darnell right there with her. Now she gets it back on the three-point line. Nothing happening. Ava Hughes gives it to Buchanan high, and now Johnson back into Buchanan. Dumps it low right baseline to Hill. Nothing there. And now Buchanan steps away and misses a three, rattled it out.
Wow.
Put back up and in under, followed by little Ava Hughes, a little eighth grader.
Yeah, Hughes is like, oh my gosh, just fell right in my hands underneath the basket, gets that zone.
Sanders gets it across the timeline. Quinn, and now Steele takes it between the circles. Steele will dribble off to the left hash very slowly. Now, she starts in on the dribble, bounces in the corner. Quinn couldn't get the shot away. Quinn dribbles in the lane, kicks it right side Sanders. Her three is no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, and they're going to say that Steele touched it. And Steele looks and says, no, I didn't, and she didn't. They're coming right at us.
Right within, 15 feet of us.
Steele backed away. I think Steele might have come up with that. And she thought it was going to let it go out of bounds, and it cost her team a possession. And Johnson now. Buchanan is out of the game for McCracken County. As coming into the lineup is Megan Swinford. Swinford down to the baseline, and she got tied up in the possession arrow. We'll send it to Russell.
Well, Swinford not as strong as Buchanan, with whom she replaced, and Steele took advantage of it.
Steele against some kind of token early pressure, gets it across the timeline. They double her. She keeps the dribble on, then they back away. Steele working, spinning, bounces over to Quinn, who gets a good look at a three. In and out. It won't go down.
Oh, wow.
Rebound and takeaway by Darnell. A 15-foot jumper, good.
And that's where she's very cagey, is Darnell. She's one of those ones that she's a ball seeker. She knows how to put herself around the ball to make plays.
19-14, first of the game for her. And now Johnson looks back to Coach Sibbles. Here's Hill. Dumps it down low and open under there. And Steele was there defending. Couldn't risk the foul. And Jaden Skaggs puts it in for her first two. And we get a timeout taken by Russell. It's 21-14, the lead for McCracken County. We return to Rupp Arena in 30 seconds.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
.509 left to play in this opening half of action. And McCracken County with a 7-point lead on Russell at 21-14. Lady Red Devils have the ball. And Quinn will dribble down. They put Steele in the middle of the defense. Sanders back to Quinn. Over to Oborn. Quinn, they'd like to get it to Steele, but they kept her covered up. Quinn now looking now. Steele flashes out, shoots the three, left it short. Rebound Sanders trying to save it in, but couldn't. It'll be on Crackton County's ball.
And you like what Coach Mandy Lang's doing there. She put Shaylin Steele where Coach Scott Sybil said he didn't want her to have the ball. And so instead of having her starting the offense outside, try to get her the ball on the interior.
Crackton County up by 7 with the ball. Hill, Johnson, Hughes. They throwing high passes over the zone outside. Hill down the baseline, gives it into the middle. And now finally Johnson again. Johnson's going to have to penetrate into the crease, I think, to make something happen. Hughes down to Hill. Hill, though, drives the baseline, trying to get a shot up, and it's deflected out of bounds by Sanders, or by Darnell. It'll be played under the basket by McCracken County. So, they get it in low to Hill, who puts it in.
They posted her right up on Steele. There wasn't much Steele could do to be physical with her with those two fouls.
23-14. Oborn floats it back out to Darnell, over to Quinn. Crackton County defense, they're long. They're giving Russell a lot of problems right now. Darnell on the right wing. Darnell gives it up, gets it back, shoots a three, and it's an air ball over the mark. Steele tries to save. O'Born tries to save. O'Born's okay, but boy, wow. That is a dangerous.
Yeah.
And the ball is out of bounds to McCracken County. What about the play? You talk about two great efforts.
Yes.
And warranted nothing. They got nothing out of it, but Steele and O'Born.
It sends a message, though. We're going after everything.
Here's Hill, just beyond the free throw line. Hands back out deeper. With the ball, Johnson, Claire Johnson, and down to Hill, who's going on the baseline. Inside, a little ball fake, back to Hill. Hill puts up a 12-footer, leaves it short, rebound, loose, Steele goes and gets it. Steele dribbles down the left side, keeps it, goes down the left corner. Quinn for three, in and out, rebound, Johnson. Here she goes, try to cut her off, but she feeds the pass ahead, laying it up and in. Is Skaggs, her second field goal. And the lead is double figures at 25-14.
Huge turn of events right there. You missed opportunity on one end and give up an easy one on the other end.
2:50 left in the half. Russell needs points now. They need confidence. Feel like they can score. Darnell. There's O'Born for a three. It's an air ball. Sails over the basket. And the rebound by, cracked down by Jaden Skaggs.
Not able to get shots the way they're accustomed to getting them are the Lady Devils right now of Russell.
Cross-court pass, Johnson. I thought she carried the ball, but got away with it. Crackton County coaches noticed that, too. They said, we got away with one there. Here is the ball beyond the top of the key with the ball just being passed around on the perimeter. Long cross-court pass from Johnson. And then we get a traveling violation over on this right side by Skaggs. And we get a timeout. 2:07 left to play in this first half. And it's McCracken County, 25. Russell, 14. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
What's the most important thing when you go to wash your car? Is it a place that has an automatic car wash? You'll find a touch-free automatic car wash at Mike's on East Main Street in Mount Sterling. Maybe you want lots of suds and high water pressure at a low price, or high-powered vacuum cleaners, or plenty of bays so you don't have to wait. You'll find all that when you go to Mike's Car Wash in Mount Sterling. Quick, convenient, inexpensive, and you drive away with a beautifully clean car. Better make a stop at Mike's today.
7:07 left to play in this first half, and McCracken County in control of this game. 25-14. Russell got a little foul trouble, and they're trying to overcome it. Steele, left corner. Quinn's going to try another three, and it's in and out. Same shot, same result. Rebounded by McCracken County. Hill got it to Johnson. Johnson's always a player that's going to get that ball coming out of there away from a rebound. Hill goes down low. Under the basket is Swinford, unable to get a shot. They get it back on the perimeter, and Johnson will shovel it over to Hughes. She dribbles out front against Oborn. Now Johnson just passing over the zone defense and trying to create a mismatch, and there is a three off the right side that has put up no good. Johnson goes in, gets a rebound, and gets fouled. Well, that missed by Jaden Skaggs, and what a great effort by Johnson just playing the game intelligently. The foul is on Bethany Allen, who's into the game now, a 5'10 junior for the Lady Devils. And Johnson, free throw line, shot no good.
Right,
she made four in a row.
You look at this, Dan, and just the rebounding numbers, 19-7 right now. McCracken kind of just having its way.
And Russell, 0-11, shooting behind the arc.
And they're a much better shooting
better
team.
Free throw is no good, and Steele with the rebound. I thought she got fouled. They didn't call anything. Steele brings it down, though. Steele stops, goes down low. Fitzpatrick shovels it back out to Oborn, and now Steele couldn't get a shot away. Good recovery. Ava Hughes got out there to cover Steele. Steele cross-court pass. Sanders, or Darnell, rather, hands it off. There's no Sanders in the game. Yeah, there is, but not right now. Here is Darnell dribbling out and gives to Steele. Jay Steele holds the ball, looks back to the coach. 54 seconds to go in the first half. Steele keeping the dribble, trying to penetrate, got fouled, and that personal is going to be on Lazaria Boland, her first, and that is the third foul of the first half on McCracken County.
They can afford to be a little overly aggressive here.
Yeah, they got two more to give before they would. Well, it's a long time. 47 seconds to go. Here's Quinn. Hands the steal off on the left wing. Now whips a pass to Darnell. Out to Quinn. Bella Quinn, a couple of dribbles. Deep in the corner. Darnell outside. A three by Steele is no good. The rebound, though, they get it back. Oborn has it. Clock down to 22. Oborn lost it off her shoe, but it's picked up. Now driving in is Quinn. Tried a little floater inside. Lost it, but gets it back. Over to Oborn. Right baseline. Clock to 10. Outside to Steele. Steele with 6 seconds to go. Going to have to hurry to get a shot. Penetrates. The left corner, Quinn for a three, in and out. It just will not go down for the Lady Devils. They just can't make a shot, and they're going to go in at halftime, trailing right where they were with about 3 minutes to go in the half. We didn't have any points scored late. 25-14, the advantage for McCracken County here at the halftime break. Don't go away. Joanne Goldia is going to come join us at halftime. We'll return to Rupp Arena coming up in 90 seconds.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
If you're out of work or stuck in a job that's not going anywhere, Maysville Community and Technical College has great news. Right now, there are thousands of good Kentucky jobs that lead to a better life just waiting to be filled. And with the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for select programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at Maysville Community and Technical College. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
It's halftime of Game 2 of this Girls Sweet 16, the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. And at halftime, 25-14, McCracken County. The game, it had really good flow to it early. Russell got a little foul trouble. A couple of players went to the bench for a while. And then it was just defense. Teams in zones, and nobody could get a good shot. And the Lady Devils, they were 0-13 from the three-point line. And, well, it's the kind of game that a scorekeeper like Kenny Bourne really likes because he doesn't have to do much. Joe Angolia is with us.
Dan, I'll tell you, it's a good thing we have two now because we can't rely on Kenny anymore. We had to bring in a backup this year.
A backup.
That helps.
Backup
helps.
Scorekeeping.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, hey, Joe Angolia, of course, has been with the KHSAA. How many years now, Joe?
13.
It can't be.
How many years have you been doing this?
Well, that...
You don't want to talk about it?
No, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to think about it, maybe.
Right.
But now an assistant commissioner and roles have changed. But when you don't have a huge workforce and, you know, Connor Link's wife has a baby, you got to step back in. And you're back in a familiar role now. You're back to essentially... The sports information director. I will always call you guys that.
Absolutely. You know, everybody's been getting a big kick out of it. You know, I have some people telling me I've been demoted because I'm back at the scorer's table. I'm beating the joke to death, but it's definitely the Michael Corleone. Every time you think you're out, they pull me back in. So filling in for Connor this week, obviously. Congratulations to him and his wife on the birth of their new little boy. But it's a little old hat for me. I did this for 9 years, so I know the drill.
By the way, there goes Ken and Sharon Tippett, who have been here this afternoon from over in Woodford County, and great friends. And my junior high basketball coach was Ken Tippett.
Is that right?
Yeah, he sure was. And what great human beings. And, of course, they played key roles for the KHSAA over the years. But a lot of people, the volunteers that work with you all, you can't do it without. I mean, when you've got this size staff you have, and I mean, you've got essentially one staff member for every two sports, and that doesn't work, does it?
No, not at all. We're lucky we have an army of loyal and faithful people that want to be involved in what we do. They enjoy being a part of it. But, you know, you're looking at having probably an additional 20 to 30 workers here. And, you know, they're not getting rich, but they're here for 15 hours a day. They're getting a little bit of money, but for the most part, they're doing it because they want to be a part of it. They believe in what we do. They believe in the mission. They believe in creating these great events for these student athletes. And you can't knock them all. It's certainly something we have to have, and they're a tremendous asset for us.
Yeah, and most of those folks have been around. I mean, they're not people. You're not constantly training people to do that. Fortunately for you all, they know what they're doing when they come in.
Absolutely, yeah. Pretty much, you know, once you get in, I think, you know, the commissioner's kind of made the statement to some of these people, just assume you're working the next year. Once you're in, you're in. And you just better make sure your calendar's clear because we're going to expect you to be here. I think that's what he used to tell Jay Davis. And like you said, I mean, once they get in the role, they're locked in. We did have a little change this year, moving Jay to help Kenny out on the score and David Dawson sliding over to assist with the PA, a new PA guy this year, but... Other than that, for the most part, it's turnkey every year, and people know their roles.
Talk about Connor having a state tournament times in children. You've been there before, haven't you?
I have. Fortunately, I think I timed mine out a little bit better. You know, mine came right after state football for the most part. So I got through that busy part. Connor, I'm convinced, maybe told his wife, hey, I'd love to have a child. Let's shoot for a March delivery. And then he got a stay of execution from the Sweet 16. But I told him next June, I guess, he'll have to stay in a hotel for a month just so he stays away from his wife.
that's a different form of birth control.
Yes,
we're going to have to practice on this. Hey, a really good start to the tournament. I think, you know, Bowling Green, a lot of people thought, boy, Owsley County, wonder if they played enough. Tough enough schedule coming in here. Will they be able to? And they led that game by 15, and it ends up being a close game. This game, we've got really talented players. Not a lot of of offense going, but it just tells us coming in here, what we always know, you never know what to expect.
Absolutely. It's a little different. You know, you get out here on this big floor and the big lights, and how do you respond to it? A team like Bowling Green has been here many times. You know, I don't think they were surprised by what they saw, and they certainly fought back. Owsley, it's a tough way for them to go. I mean, they certainly look like they had that game under control for a while.
Let's talk about your job now, because I sense like everybody, when you signed on for the role, the job description had A, B, and C, and now it has X, Y, and Z.
Right.
They keep adding on to it, don't they? I mean, and it's just the way jobs go.
Absolutely. In the very end, it says other duties as assigned by the commissioner. So
yeah.
That's that wild card, like me getting pulled into the bullpen, out of the bullpen this week, and helping out, filling in for Connor. You know, right now I'm more of the, I guess, administrative role for a couple sports, like the rest of the assistant commissioners. Where I deal with golf, wrestling, and tennis, those are my lead sports. So, you know, once I got through the wrestling championships in February, I was feeling pretty good. You know, take a deep breath and thought I'd sit back a little this week, and Connor had other plans for me. But, you know, Jenny's been a big help with me. We're kind of splitting the duties this week and next week. So it's not like when I did it last time and I was doing everything by myself.
The new sports are really growing. But now in wrestling, hey, we've got girls wrestling now. And talk about that addition and what you see. How much is that sport going to explode, do you think?
I mean, it's already on the way up. I mean, I think our participation from last year, the last couple of years, girls could obviously wrestle against the boys. There was not a separate girls' championship. This is the first year we had a sanctioned separate girls' championship. So the Coaches Association the last couple of years had an unofficial state championship. Last year, they had about 400 girls competing. This year, the first that we sanctioned it, we approached 700 in just 1 year. So almost a 50% increase, 50, 60%. So you know it's just going to continue to grow. The thing we hear from the girls is it's just the fact that now they can choose to only wrestle girls. They don't have to wrestle against the guys to participate. And then the way we did it this year, we had the boys tournament Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday was dedicated just to the girls tournament. Everybody focused on the girls. They're out there on the same big stage as the guys. They got to compete for an official state championship. I think it was special. We got a lot of great feedback about it.
And really, wrestling is a mature enough sport in the state for the boys that, you know, they're, you know, when you go looking for help, when you go looking for the referees and those kind of things, there are people out there that are, they've got experience, don't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, the big thing we've started this year, and I don't know how familiar you might be with it, but the junior officials program. So we changed our policy where high school students can now register to become officials, and they can officiate at the sub-varsity level. So they can do the JV maybe, or the freshman games, or the middle school games. And that way, hopefully, they start getting interested in being officials down the line, and that addresses some of our shortage. So in wrestling, we had 36 high school students involved in that. And some of them were competing in the state championship. So the kids that want to be a part of it, want to get involved, and it's a great way to grow, hopefully, and maybe the shortage can be avoided in the future, and we don't have to worry about moving games and rescheduling, and we can't play today because we don't have any officials available.
I haven't watched enough wrestling probably to be able to make this statement, but I have seen what I think is a tremendous respect for the wrestling officials by the wrestling competitors. I just haven't seen anything, and it can go awry. I mean, there can be differences of opinion on what's happening on the mat.
It can. It certainly can. No different than, you know, maybe a certain coach reacts differently to officials. But for the most part, the kids are very respectful. You know, they understand it. They're good about respecting the officials and what their calls are. But, you know, temperatures can run high in wrestling. You know, there's a lot on the line. Certainly the emotions can get the better of some people at some times, just like any sport. You know, it's very competitive. And, you know, when you get to the state tournament and your season ends, that can be tough. That can be devastating for some kids.
Golf, we continue to produce a lot of good golfers, don't we, in this state? For our per capita, we're doing pretty good.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously we have some individuals having a lot of success at the nationally at the professional level, like, you know, Justin Thomas. But even in the state level, we have young kids that are coming up. They're being very good, and they're moving on to play at collegiate programs, like really good collegiate programs. And I expect to see more of them in the professional ranks as we move forward.
Hey, Joe, we're about out of time, but it's always a pleasure to visit with you. Yeah, glad to have you back in this role for a week. You know, it's good. You don't want to stay away too long because, you know, who knows? Connor may up and, you know, decide more children are on the way here in the next couple of years. You won't be rusty, will you?
No. I think I remember how to do it. It's only been a couple of years. Yeah, so.
There you go. Hey, thanks a bunch. Joanne Golia, assistant commissioner with the KHSAA, back with a look at the first half stats in 90 seconds.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Halftime with McCracken County leading over Russell 25-14. McCracken County led by the All-Stater, Claire Johnson, 9 points. She had 9 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. Played all 16 minutes of that first half and doesn't have a personal foul. 8 points for Reagan Hill, the sophomore inside player, 8 points, 5 rebounds. She had a couple of assists, a block, and a steal. Then it was 4 points for Jaden Skaggs, 2 for Mikey Buchanan, whose playing time was limited to 10 minutes with a couple of fouls. 2 points for Ava Hughes in the first half of action. And also we had Megan Swinford and Rosaria Bolin, who played but didn't score. Russell, led by Shaylin Steele with 7 points. She played 14 of the 16 minutes, set out there late in the first quarter with 2 fouls. 7 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, a block, and 2 steals, but made only 3 of 9 shots and missed all 5 of her 3-point shots. She had 7, 4 for Hannah Sanders, 2 points for Kennedy Darnell, 1 point for Courtney Fitzpatrick. Bella Quinn did not score in the first half. Russell, 6 of 25 from the field, 24%, 0 for 13 from the 3-point line, and 2 of 3 from the stripe. They got a rebound at 19 to 10. They had only 5 turnovers, 9 against McCracken County. The Mustangs made 9 of 20 field goals, 1 of 4 threes, 6 of 8 from the charity stripe. In the paint, McCracken County, 14 to 6 in points, and points off turnovers. Russell, with only 14 points, and 7 of those, Ivan, came off turnovers.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see here in the second half now that, you know, hey, these are the last two quarters you're potentially going to play your life, and Shaylin Steele and Bella Quinn, how they come out aggressively the second half.
Yeah, and they each have 2 fouls. McCracken came with the ball. They send it down inside to Hill, who puts it up, no good. Rushed it, put it up too hard, ball out of bounds to Russell. And I know Scott Sybil as well. He thinks we got exactly what we wanted.
Yeah.
And he turns with a scowl on his face right in front of us like, oh, my goodness. Now long pass down to Fitzpatrick, puts it up and in.
You got a feeling that Russell's going to be better shooting the ball here in the second half than what they were in that first half. And if that's the case, they can get themselves back in this ball game.
25-16. The press now. Steele is out on the point. Johnson lost it over and back.
See, if those little possessions like that, you miss an easy opportunity, then you just have a careless mishandling of the basketball out front. It's things like that that a team like Russell can take advantage of.
Well, if they hit a three, which would be their first of the game, on this possession, it's game on again. They get back within 6 points. Darnell off on the left side, takes it. They cover her up against the zone. Steele penetrates, goes up from 17 feet, missed the shot, rebound. And by McCracken County, then they throw it away on the outlet. Quinn going for the bucket. She gets her shot blocked by Hill. Hill this time is able to clear it. Gets it to Buchanan, who will dribble it down with the left hand across the timeline. Steele back-taps her, or Quinn back-tapped her, but she gets it to Johnson. Goes up in the lane, puts it in, and draws the foul from Kennedy Darnell.
And that's what you ask your best players to do, what Claire Johnson just did right there. She took matters into her own hand, and boy, was she really good at being able to manipulate her body in such a fashion on that contact to complete the play.
Free throw is up and good by Johnson. She has a dozen, and it's a 12-point lead, 28-16. Here's Steele penetrating, going all the way to the basket, gets her shot blocked out of bounds. Well, coming over to do the defensive job there was Jaden Skaggs, a 5'7 senior, but they called her for a foul.
Yeah, they got her with a foul.
So Skaggs gets her first. But the Mustangs had only like 4 fouls in collectively in the first half, still knocks down the free throw.
Yeah, the goal in the first half was to keep Shaylin Steele away from the elbow area of the key. At that time, she was like, ain't nobody stopping me from getting in this paint.
She makes a pair of free throws. The lead is 10 for the Mustangs. Buchanan, long pass down to Hill, and Hill can't handle it. Saved it inbounds, but to Sanders of Russell. Here is Bella Quinn coming down on the dribble. Sends it down the right corner, almost threw it away, but still able to get it. Back out Sanders, sets up, fires a three. It is no good. It just won't go down. Rebounded by Buchanan. Trying to clear it. Having some trouble, but able to get it to Johnson. They're all 14 from the three-point line. Johnson all the way down. Jump stop, lays it up, no good. Fitzpatrick with a rebound to Darnell. They want to run, but back is McCracken County, and they have to hold up. Steele takes it. Beyond the top of the key, inside the six-minute mark in the third quarter. 10-point lead for the Mustangs of McCracken County. Steele hands it to Quinn. Down to Sanders. Sanders deep in the right corner in trouble. Throws it into backcourt. And the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be McCracken County's ball over and back.
Yeah, it was just a tough play there. Once the ball tried to get back out against that defensive pressure, still knew she couldn't make a play on it.
And the ball came all the way down the floor, so McCracken kind of gets it underneath their own basket.
Nobody touched it.
Oh, they sent it right in deep to Buchanan, who missed it. Close Hill puts it back up and in.
See what happens when you didn't touch that ball and you allowed it to go out on the baseline. It played to the advantage of McCracken County.
30-18. Steel trying to penetrate. Left corner, Quinn fires a three, in and out. The rebound taken by Johnson. Johnson with a run out, leading ahead, sends the pass down, laying it up and in to Skaggs. She was all alone, and Russell's got to take a timeout. So, McCracken County, just a 7-4 run here in the first 3 minutes, but that's been enough as they stretch the lead from 11 out to 14 at 32-18. We've got 5:08 to play in the third quarter, and we'll be back in just a minute.
I made it feel so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Honey, the toilet won't flush.
Yes, dear.
And the kitchen faucet is dripping.
I'll get it fixed.
And the flowers need water. Any way we could get an outside faucet?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's it! Wilkeith Plumbing. His commercials say, where there's a will, there's a way. And I remember his number, 398-0220. You're a genius.
Thank you, dear.
Call Wilkeith for all of your plumbing needs at 398-0220.
We've got 5:08 to play here in the third quarter, game two of our opening bracket here in the Girls Sweet 16, the Mingy Beef Jerky Sweet 16, and Bowling Green has advanced a two-point win over Owsley County earlier, and now McCracken County, the defending state runner-up, in front of the Russell Lady Red Devils, and Russell, see if they can mount some. They got to make a shot. It can be contagious when you make one. Here is Alborn back in the game, lost the ball in the dribble. They take it away from her. Turnover.
McCracken County's been so solid defensively in that zone.
And now the Red Devils have gone man-to-man. There's a ball almost taken away, but Buchanan gets it. Sanders trying to defend her. A lot of contact out there. Buchanan tried to break open underneath, and we get a whistle and a foul.
It's going to be on Steele. It'll be her third. She was trying to be aggressive, really trying to scare Hughes there with the ball.
So Steele with her third foul. 4:31 to go. But foul trouble can be really a problem, and it is right now for Russell. Johnson dribbling right side against Quinn. Goes into the lane, take it away from her, and then she gets it back. They take it away again. Then they throw it away, and McCracken County has it back. And back Quinn and forth we go, and then Quinn just picked up her third.
That was just a ridiculous foul by Quinn. There was nothing to be gained right there with that foul by Quinn. I mean, that was just not good defense. That was just not great awareness of what's going on.
Three fouls here in the third quarter, and we still got 4:12 to go. Johnson, guarded by Steele, and now Quinn knocks it away and takes it away. Or rather, I'm sorry, that was Sanders. Quinn gets it, little guard, sends it right corner. There is Olborn for a three, no good. Deep rebound, Johnson. She wants to run. Doesn't have numbers, goes all the way herself, puts it up, no good. Missed a shot, Steele the rebound. Johnson falls down. Steele's going to go all the way, angles in, puts it up too hard. They get the rebound. Quinn, she puts it on the deck. A little jump stop, flips it up and misses it. Buchanan, the rebound. Boy, the shot just won't go down for Russell.
Yeah.
They are really struggling.
And that shot by Quinn right there is just a rushed shot by her. That's a double dribble.
Johnson down the lane, lost the handle of the ball. Coach says, Sills wanted a foul, but really she double dribbled.
Yeah.
Before the foul ever happened. Here with the ball is Russell. They go down left corner. Quinn couldn't get a shot. I don't think she wanted to take it anyway. Sanders. Can somebody make one for the Lady Red Devils? Steele's got to be it. Goes behind the screen. Goes up from 15. Left it short. Rebound tipped out. Quinn gets it. Sends it right side. Sanders. Or Darnell. Darnell puts it up and in. A three-point shot for Darnell. Kennedy Darnell with 5 points, and wow, did they ever need that.
Yeah, I mean, they were at a point of no return with the way they were shooting the ball.
32-21. We've got 2:49 left here in the third quarter of play, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Coach Scott Sibbles is talking with the official coming out of this timeout.
He says, you do know I'm the reigning runner-up coach here. Yeah. You got to play whatever angle you can play sometimes. You know?
Ivan's giving me a really hard time because I've crossed the names Sanders and Darnell in the game. And right now Sanders is not in the game, and Darnell is, so no reason to cross it. Kraken County. A little trouble getting it in, but they do. Johnson off the hill, left baseline, short jumper, good.
Well, that baseline jumper, we've seen it a couple of times this ball game by the forwards for McCracken County.
34-21, Steele down the lane.
I'm gonna call her for a charge.
Missed the shot.
I didn't like that call.
Steele has picked up her fourth foul. And, boy, you hate to see it.
And that's pretty much the game there.
And we get a timeout. And really, two of her fouls have we've kind of raised a little question with. But, hey, it is what it is. 2:35 to go, third quarter. McCracken County in front, 34-21, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
This is Dr. Brandy Fouch with Mount Sterling Pediatrics, your hometown pediatric specialist. Serving the area since 2009, we are proud to be a part of this wonderful community. Our mission is to provide exceptional comprehensive care to infants, children, and adolescents in a family-centered environment. We serve patients from 0 to 21 years of age, offer same-day sick appointments, short wait times, and separated well and sick waiting rooms. Stop in and visit our practice. We'd love to meet you. Mount Sterling Pediatrics, 401 Commerce Circle.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Drivers all over the area know that when they want to get their car looking good, they can head to Mike's Car Wash just off East Main, Mount Sterling. Plenty of room with plenty of wash bays and vacuums and a terrific touch-free car wash with all the extras to keep your car looking great. If you're not already cleaned up with Mike's, try it. See if it's not the best from convenience to price. Make it a habit to protect your vehicle's value. Keep it clean at Mike's Car Wash, East Main, Mount Sterling.
Kraken County with the ball coming out of the timeout and a full court pressure by the Lady Devils, and we've got Steele on the bench right now. She had to come out of there. Oborn back into the game. Sanders is in there now with Darnell, and here is Johnson out near the timeline. Quinn defending her. Johnson goes down the left corner to Hughes, who dribbles back out front, bounces over to Hill, throws it down low and putting it up and in. They use the height and got it to Buchanan. Only her second field goal of the game, and it is 36-21, a 15-point lead. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Right now, Coach Mandy Lane is just hoping maybe we could somehow get a couple of baskets to get this thing back around 10 or 11 points, and Steele can come in and have a phenomenal fourth quarter. Oborn dribbles between a pair of players, and now we get a foul on McCracken County. We haven't had many called. That personal is going to be against Skaggs.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be
second.
It's going to be tough without having a true table setter for Russell. And they're very limited in who can set the table for him without Chandler Steele on the floor.
Quinn has it right now. I'll be on the top of the key against the 2-3 zone. Really surprised they didn't go man-to-man right here. Here is Fitzpatrick. Dumps it outside. Darnell almost lost it, but recovers. 1:28 to go. Quinn almost pulled the trigger on a three out of desperation more than anything. Oborn.
Didn't have a shot. That length out there on those wings.
Yeah, they can't get a good three away. And again, they have only one of 17 threes in this game. Here is Quinn. Darnell penetrates, goes up from 12 feet, puts it up way too hard. Sanders gets a rebound, though. Outlet pass, Johnson knocks it away and out of bounds. 1:04 to go. And we're going to have McCracken County making a change, as coming into the game is Ava Frazier, and a 5'7 eighth grader. And Frazier has come in, and she replaces, I'm sorry.
Bolin.
Yeah, it's back into the game is Bolin, and she comes in for Skaggs. So Russell with the ball, needing points, down by 15. Here is Oborn. This is a tough team to come back on, isn't it?
Especially with the way they're playing this zone. It really is eliminating any opportunities for Russell inside that paint.
Sanders deep in the right corner. 28 seconds to go. O'Born tried to start in on the dribble. They knock it away. She gets it back. Tried to send her pass down inside, threw it away. Johnson with the pick, and then we get a foul.
You're really starting to see the effect of, in the absence in this case of Shaylin Steele for this Russell team. This Russell team has beaten a lot of good teams over the last few years, and that's because of Shaylin Steele being out on the floor. Boy.
Fitzpatrick got the foul, her second, and Johnson gets to go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. She has a dozen points in the game, puts it up and in.
Coach Mandy.
Steele's going to come in for the final 26 seconds of the quarter. She's going to be on offense. You got to see if you can make something happen. You're down by 16 and maybe 17 here right at the end of the third quarter of play. The shot is up, and it is good.
Got to bring her down to try to get this one offensive possession, you think.
38-21, Steele. Even on offense on this, you've got to be careful. Last foul was a charging foul, and clock at 12. Steele's got to make a move, gets a high screen, goes in, can't get a shot, goes down underneath the basket, and turning Darnell, puts it up way too hard. Oh, my goodness. Right under the basket, rebound, and Johnson falls down near midcourt, and McCracken County wanted a foul, didn't get it, but the quarter has come to an end, and it's all McCracken County. They go from a 25-14 halftime lead to a 38-21 lead after three quarters. And we'll be back here at Rupp Arena in just a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future?
Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
The Russell Lady Devils, it's a case of we simply can't make a shot, Ivan. They're one of 17 from the three-point line. That's 5.9%. They're shooting only 21.6 overall. They have been out-rebounded 28-15. It's just been an offensive struggle for a team that, boy, early in the game, wow. Now, those first several possessions, and you watched Shaylin Steele picked this McCracken County defense apart a few times. She had three early assists, but then it all went awry, and now down by 17 entering the final quarter.
That doesn't like the Russell team that I've been accustomed to seeing over the last few years.
Steele puts up a shot there that doesn't draw iron, goes out of bounds.
Yeah, you hate
just shooting out of desperation there.
Yeah, I mean
frustration and desperation.
And give McCracken County credit. Uh-huh. They've been really connected defensively and done all the really good things they need to do to limit this offense of Russell.
Here's Johnson going for the basket at the other end, lays it up and in.
And Johnson's just been smooth the entire game.
40-21. O'Born on the left side. O'Born, little small player. Gets it outside. Steele. Quinn, cross-court pass to Darnell. Goes in, goes up from 12. Left it short, rebound Hill. 7:15 to play. 40-21. We talked about how this Russell team all season, boy, the few losses they've had have been against great opponents and most, in where they have contested the game. Right now they're down by 19 points. Here outside, Quinn going for a steal. We get a timeout taken by McCracken County before we got a jump ball. So timeout on the floor, 6:54 to go. McCracken County up by 19, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Kraken County with the ball and a big lead, and Kraken County took that timeout. Save a possession, but here's Johnson. Crossover dribble. She crosses over really well. Hill puts up a short jumper, no good, but Buchanan the rebound. Outlet pass on the baseline. Now the ball is taken away. O'Born comes up with a steal. Runs down the right side. Johnson is back. O'Born tried to dribble through traffic. The ball is deflected out of bounds, and it will be Russell's ball down the baseline. Kraken County bench didn't think so. The entry pass comes deep to Quinn. And Quinn, offensive foul, and yeah, she just extended that arm. That's her fourth foul. She and Steele each have four fouls now.
Well, we talked about Shaylin Steele going to Penn State. Of course, Claire Johnson signed and is going to Samford University.
Here is Buchanan, drives all the way through the defense, laid it up and in. Made that look easy. Only her third field goal, but 42-21, the double score. There's a turnover on Russell. And comes Mandy Lane standing up, arms crossed. She can't believe what's happened to her team in this game. Johnson outside. There is a three that is put up that's no good by Hughes. Battle for the rebound. Buchanan has it, but is down the floor. And we get a timeout taken by McCracken County. Again, just saving a possession there. So with 5:54 to go and a double score, McCracken County over Russell will be back in 1 minute.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking that will fit your lifestyle. That's why our checking accounts are worth checking out. All accounts offer a debit card, access to 24-hour banking, text banking, and fraud alert, only to name a few. So whether you prefer paper checks and paper statement or like mobile banking, we have an account that will work for you. Don't wait. Try it today. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Are you a college student? Planning on coming home for the summer? Do the smart thing and enroll in a summer class at Maysville Community and Technical College. You can take most of your college core classes with MCTC at a fraction of the cost, with many online options available. Plus, it's easy to transfer credits back to your school. Campus is conveniently located in Cynthiana, Maysville, Moorhead, and Mount Sterling. Visit maysville.kctcs.edu for more information. Be smart, get ahead, and make the most of this summer with MCTC.
Well, I've been watching Coach Civils working that McCracken County huddle right in front of us. As I said to you, I can't tell if they're ahead or behind. I mean, he's coaching. His team is up by 21 with 5:54 to go, but
they don't want them to lose
he
focus.
He doesn't want them to lose focus.
Yeah, this is only one of four is what he's hoping. Last year they were able to get three of the four games under their belt, and so he doesn't want this team to lose focus, the reason why they're here this week.
Kraken came with the ball down low. They just floated in, and Buchanan goes up and puts it in.
Well, Buchanan's a high jumper, Dan. You know that she has some length. She's a high jumper also, so you got to like those odds.
44-21, wow. Here is Steele, a three off the left wing. Good.
Yeah, you just wish you could have knocked a couple of those down early in this ball game.
44-24, only their second three-point field goal of the game, and they have put up 18. Here outside for McCracken County is their young player, Ava Hughes, the eighth grader, driving for the basket. Wow. Steele with a block. Blocked the shot of Buchanan. Still running down. Buchanan trying to trail her. Holborn left side. Penetrates. Goes back out. Quinn firing a three. It's off the mark. Rebound. Rebounded. Put back up. No good, but a foul. Darnell will go to the line. With 5:02 to go. The foul is on Skaggs. That's her third. And to the free throw line goes Kennedy Darnell for two shots. Puts the first one up and in. Hey. 44-25. The lead for McCracken County. And Darnell makes another. 44-26. Steele trying to knock the ball away. Buchanan gets it, double teamed, in trouble in backcourt. Able to send it down, gets it to Hughes. To Hill in the left corner. So they almost got a 10-second count there out of it. Came pretty close. Yeah. Here's Johnson dribbling at a very long range near the right hash. Drives, goes down in, jump stop. Sanders, let's see who they call this foul on.
I thought the first was a good block.
I thought so, too. Sanders gets called for the foul. And Johnson gets to go to the line to shoot a pair. She has 16 points in the game. Free throw up and no good. She has 16. Hill has a dozen. Buchanan now with eight. Free throw good this time. 45-26. Steele. Spinning, weaving. They go left side. Holborn for three. Way too hard. Steele rebounds, puts it up and in, draws a foul from Buchanan.
Nice reversal there. She first got it, Buchanan was there to meet her, but then she pivoted the reverse field on Buchanan, got Buchanan behind her.
Steele has 14 points now, 14 of her team's 28. 4:27 to go. She makes a free throw. Been perfect from the line in the game. 45-29. They press. Buchanan in backcourt. Long, long pass. Hangs in the air a long time, but they get it. Now, Johnson, left wing. Drives into the lane. Puts up a short jumper that's no good, but a foul. Kennedy Darnell, I believe. That's her third. Johnson will shoot two again.
There's times when you see Johnson out there, she looks taller than what she is. There's certain, like, angles and viewpoints where you see her, like, you know, is she 5'10"? Is she 6'1"?
Yeah. Free throws, rattles around and stays in. She's just an unusual player to
me.
She has the body style of a wing player more, but yet she is truly, I mean, she's a point guard. She handles the ball really well. Now, Sanders comes out, Fitzpatrick back in for Russell.
You got to feel like, you know, her commitment to Samford is going to be a good fit for her.
She makes a pair of free throws. Extends the lead back to 18, 47-29. Steele, top of the key. Trying to work against Johnson. Then sends a pass left side. Driving in, Darnell puts it up and in. Darnell with a nice finish. She's got 9 points. 47-31. Johnson runs it down against the press, gets it across the timeline, dribbles over in front of the bench. What'd she say?
She said something to Coach Simmons. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Steele, and this is going to be it of her career. And that official called the last two fouls on her. That same official. I thought she had her hand on the ball the entire time. That was not a good call.
Still fouls out. We've watched her play for the last time at the high school level. And
man, watching some Big Ten basketball next year, see what that young lady does. Speaking of which, you know, Miss Basketball 2019, Savannah Wheeler was Player of the Year down in the Conference USA from Middle Tennessee after having a great career at Marshall, then went in the portal to Middle Tennessee State and had a really good season this year.
Johnson's got a bloody lip.
Yeah, official said, see? Told you she got fouled. But I think that was from earlier because Steel wasn't near her mouth.
No. She's going to come. Johnson's going to come out of the game momentarily.
Get her lip taken care of.
3:42 left. Inbounding the ball is Skaggs. Gets it in to Mikey Buchanan. Buchanan handles it well, too, for a tall player. She's spinning around with the dribble, gives it over the left side, gives it up and gets it back. O'Born coming at her. They double her. She gets rid of it, and we got a pistol, a foul on O'Born.
O'Born just fouled and was like, I'm done.
Foul number 11. O'Born's first foul. She says, I got some fouls to give. Here is, at the free throw line, Ava Hughes, who has 2 points in the game, but she's played with. She's handled the ball well, Ivan.
Yeah.
And done what she's done what a an eighth grader playing with this team has to do.
Buchanan,
to stay in the game.
Buchanan and Johnson, you know, they're your primary ball handlers. They're going to be, your players that are going to, be the consistent ones on both ends of the floor. You need those role players. And I thought the McCracken County's role players have done a great job in this ball game today.
She made one, missed one. Russell with 3:15 to go. There is Darnell who missed a three badly there. It sails out of bounds.
I mean, I haven't seen this Russell team, whether it's Darnell or Quinn or even Shayla Steele, shoot the ball as poorly as they've shot here today.
Well, they're 2 of 20 from the three-point line. I mean, they're here down across the timeline. McCracken kind of gets it in. Buchanan, they're running, chasing, double-teaming. Buchanan had a player right in the middle of the lane, but didn't go to her. Buchanan dribbles through, hooks a little pass over to Johnson.
They're looking to take 30 or more seconds off the clock each time they possess now.
Johnson just dribbling out near midcourt, and they come and foul her.
O'Born. O'Born's the feisty little thing. She doesn't care. We talked about that after the way she went for a loose ball earlier.
We get a timeout. 2:40 left. McCracken County comfortably in front. 48-31 over the Russell Lady Devils when we come back in 90 seconds.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance, a Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Just 2:40 to go. Johnson at the line for a couple of more free throws. Puts it up and in. Wow, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. This is her 15th free throw attempt. And she makes it. Yeah, she's 12 of 15 from the line in the game. And has her team in front 50-31. O'Born dribbles across the timeline, looks for help. Out to Quinn. Quinn at very long range. Sanders to Quinn. Penetrates. Dumps a pass down low inside and making a move, and Darnell puts it in. 50-33. Buchanan with 2:07 to go has on the offensive end. Now Buchanan, they put her in the middle of the defense, but they go to Hughes, and now Buchanan gets it back out. They're just playing keep away. They want the clock to run.
Yeah, you're trying to each possession burn about 30 off, at least try to get you a layup if you can. That's all you're doing now. The clock is the only one that can beat you right now.
Now Darnell commits her fourth foul, and that will send Hughes to the line to shoot a pair.
And just think about this, Dan. We're getting ready to see on Thursday a matchup between McCracken County and Bowling Green, a matchup that occurred on February 17th, just a month ago. Bowling Green won that game, 53-50. So just think about that. You know, that Bowling Green team that early on today didn't look like much, but in the second half looked like a totally different team against what has been a very precision-like McCracken County team here today.
Well, Mandy Lane has waved the flag.
Yes.
The white flag of submission. And
there goes Bella Quinn one last time.
Boy, Bella, you really felt Quinn did not score in this game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
If you told me that before the game, I'd say, yeah, there ain't no way they can win if she's not producing offensively.
Coach Sibbles is going to counter. Free throw is up, and it rolls off, and Russell has the ball. Dribbling down in the game now for the Lady Devils is Presley Price, a 5'4" eighth grader. And now we're going to get ball out of bounds, and we get a timeout taken by McCracken County just to get players in. And right in front of us, the soon-to-be victorious McCracken County Mustangs they're happy. In the game for them, Janaea Reed, a freshman at 5'7". They also get Sarah Kate Hauser, 5'6", sophomore in there. On the left wing here is Ashley Word, 5'2", junior. Driving the right baseline and putting a shot up that is no good as Hauser, and her shot got blocked out of bounds. It'll be played by McCracken County. Abby Casebeer is in the game, too.
With this group of subs that come in, Dan, they're executing their offense. I mean, they look like they were ready to go.
Entry pass comes to Megan Swinford. Swinford is a senior who we saw play some in the first half. She gives a screen to Hauser. Casebeer with it right now. And Ashley Word. So they're just running, you know, kind of the weave out front. Nobody's going to the basket.
A little delay game.
38 seconds to go. Now more players are waiting to check in. Somebody stopped the clock. There's a steal finally. Going down, and a shot put up. No good, but I think we got a... Did we get a foul?
Yeah, it was a foul. Somehow that ball got up behind the backboard somehow.
That foul is on for 21. Janae Reed.
Janae Reed gets the foul call. A freshman to the free throw line goes Bethany Allen for the Lady Devils.
You want to coach Simmons to lose a little bit of his intensity? He just did there when a couple of his players had a little giggle. A little giggle with him as he was going down the sideline. That's when you lose your intensity, Dan, when you got a 17-point lead, 25 seconds left.
One of the girls that came out, he called her baby girl. I love it.
He's a different personality for sure.
I'm sorry, we can't name everybody that's coming in there. Mila Troxler is into the game for the Lady Devils. Again, Bethany Allen at the line. We've got Ava Frazier, an eighth grader who's in there. Blakely Fielden, another eighth grader. The free throw is no good. Rebounded by McCracken County. The score stays at 50-33. Only 18 seconds to go.
I will say this before the game's over, Dan. Next time you're in Flatwood, stop by Taco Brothers. Really nice establishment.
Taco. Ah, goodness. So send those people a bill. Here, 3 seconds to go, and that'll do it. Game is over. McCracken County, 50. Russell, 33. Here in the opening round of the state tournament. Don't go away. We'll be back. Recap this game for you. Get you ready for the night session. We'll return in 2 minutes on the Gateway Sports Network.
I made a deal so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
We're making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutch's Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Plumbing problems are just like a toothache. They make you wish you'd taken action before the problem rather than after. But whether you think ahead and have Will Keith come out and check your home with a plumbing checkup, or if you wait until too late and then you call him, you'll find Will Keith to be a plumber who knows his business, works efficiently to solve your problems, charges you fairly, and leaves you up and running again with a quality job well done. Plumbing the way it was meant to be. Will Keith Plumbing. Phone 398-0220. 398-0220.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Mount Sterling Pediatric knows that our children are our most precious resource and that children have special needs. There are so many elements that make up a healthy child. And at Mount Sterling Pediatric on Owingsville Road in Mount Sterling, they've gone to great lengths to assure your child receives the care and treatment they need. Dr. Brandy Fouch and Dr. Brian Badger have the medical training and expertise to care for your children. And they'll treat them like their own. Call Mount Sterling Pediatric for your children. 498-5243. They even have an after-hours number.
McCracken County advances with the victory. Russell closes out a 28-7 season, and I think they leave here, you know, back early in the season. Cooper beat this team handily, 59-35, but everything else had been close. They lost to Franklin County by 7. They lost to Henderson County by 1 point. They lost to Notre Dame by 3 and to Ashland Blazer by 6 and to St. Albans, West Virginia by 6. Today, the Mustangs of McCracken County get them by 17. McCracken County improves their mark with their 30th win of the season now, 30-5 on the year. Russell got 15 points from Shea Steele, but not her normal game at all. She did have 9 rebounds and 3 assists, but those 3 assists came early. And then she got in foul trouble and made only 1 of 6 three-point field goals. But 15 for Steele, 11 for Darnell, along with 3 rebounds and 1 assist. They were the two players in double figures. They combined for 26 of the 33. Then Sanders with 4 points, 2 of 4 from the field, 3 points for Fitzpatrick, and she made a 3-point, she made a regular field goal and 1 or 2 from the line to go with 3 rebounds, and that's it. 15-11, 4-3. And you're, with that, up to your 33 points for the Lady Devils, who end up 12 of 46 from the field, 26.1%, 2 of 21 threes, 9.5%, 7 of 10 from the line. On the other side for McCracken County, they end up with Johnson getting 21, 4 of 9 from the field, made 1 of 2 threes, 12 of 15 from the free throw line, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. Skaggs had 6 points. and two rebounds, two assists. Hill had a dozen points and 11 rebounds, a double-double in the game. And that's picked up again by Reagan Hill, the sophomore. So, hey, McCracken County, they just keep bringing them through, it looks like. So 21 and 12, then you go down to Skaggs with six. Buchanan had 8 points, six rebounds, three for Hughes. And only the starters scored for McCracken County in the victory today. And as far as the team statistics go, Russell was 12 of 46, 26%, 2 of 21 threes, 10%, 7 of 10 free throws, 70%. Russell, McCracken County shot 47% from the field. They made 20% from the three-point line, just 1 of 5, and 15 of 21 closing out 15 of 21 for 71% from the free throw line. Turnovers were 18 against McCracken County. 13 go against Russell. And that's pretty much the statistical story that we have for you in this second game. Again, 42-point win, 46-44 in the opening game of the tournament. Bowling Green moving on with the triumph over Owsley County after Owsley led by 15. Here, it was a case of what looked like it might be a great game early, but then a little bit of foul trouble for the Lady Devils, and they never recovered, Ivan.
No, they never did, and if this wasn't the worst shooting performance of the year, it had to be top two or three, because it was a struggle, and then, you know, unable to command the boards in this ball game was a big difference in this ball game. And Russell was a team, albeit really good, very limited. And you know, you kept asking yourself the question. You know, we got to see him firsthand this year when the Lady Indians went up there and played. And you're like, man, Lady Indians had been playing some good ball. You thought maybe, you know, they could go up there and get a win, and they just couldn't pull it out against them. It was like this Russell team just kept doing. Defying the odds, you know, there were a lot of people that thought with the way Ashland was playing down the stretch of the season that if they met up, Ashland would have been the better team and would probably maybe be the representative here this week. It didn't happen. Russell just continued to make the plays, and like I said, you rely heavily on Shaylin Steele, and that's a good crutch to have as a coach, as a team, to have somebody of that caliber. But tonight, because they couldn't hit shots, and Bella Quinn, you would have never thought that she would have had the performance that she did today. And same thing with Kennedy Darnell. I thought Kennedy Darnell would be a factor in this game. Give McCracken County credit. They stayed with their conviction. They stayed to the game plan. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to be right behind their bench today. And you heard Scott Sybils earlier say, don't let her get to the elbow area. Don't let her, because he knew. If she can get it there, she can kill you, because she's a triple threat at that point in time, because she's so good with the drive. She's so good with finding people open. But she's going to knock that shot down consistently. She can shoot the three, but that's not where she wants to, you know, garner her points. She wants to compromise your defense and get you from 15 and in, and that's where she had been so good throughout her career. What Coach Sybils knew about her and his scouting and game planning was to eliminate that. And once that was eliminated, it really affected this Russell team. And, wow, what a great game plan. It's going to be interesting to see that matchup on Thursday between this Lady Mustang team and the Lady Purples of Bowling Green.
Yeah, and that'll be the 1 o'clock game on Friday coming up. So be prepared for that. A lot of thanks to Jeff West, our studio engineer, for all of his help as always. We are going to leave you for a few hours. We're going to be back tonight at 6 o'clock when we move into our night session of this 2024 Girls State Tournament. And coming up in the games tonight at 6 o'clock, Louisville Butler, the Butler Bears, take on Anderson County. And then Franklin County goes against North Laurel in the second game at 8:30. And these are a lot of heavyweight matchups that we have for you coming up this week here in the girls' Sweet 16. That'll do it, Ivan. Other thoughts that you might have?
Hey, just looking forward to this evening. You already alluded to some good matchups. We're really looking forward to that Franklin and North Laurel game, the nightcap. Not to say that the Butler and Anderson County game's not very good. I would kind of say Butler maybe the favorite there, based upon the platform or that I've seen this year. But I'm really interested in that Franklin County and North Laurel game. I think that'll be a really good nightcapper tonight. So fun day so far, fun start off to this tournament this year, and continue to want to see great play. Everybody stay healthy.
All right, we'll be back here at a little bit after 5:30 this evening here on 1150, 106.9 and WMSTradio.com, where you can click on and listen live. The Butler Bearettes, 26-8 on the season. The Anderson County Lady Bearcats, 32-2. They'll challenge each other, Franklin County and North Laurel, in the nightcap. But for now, for Jeff West and Alvin Rawls, for the executive producer of the Gateway Sports Network, Hayes McMakin, and all of our other teammates who do such a great job to help us be with you, and to our wonderful sponsors who provide you coverage of things like the Girls Sweet 16, I'm Dan Manley saying thanks so much for being with us. Until we join you tonight, so long, everybody.
Been listening to the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMSD. This broadcast is a service of City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Maysville Community and Technical College, your Scott Family McDonald's, Mike's Car Wash, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling Pediatrics, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Will Keith Plumbing. Stay tuned and hear every play of every game on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTradio.com.